See it, feel it, taste it, and live it. Get ready for Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger, joined by Dr. Pat. Healthy living can begin at any stage in your life. You need to have clarity on where you are and where you want to be. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can still create beneficial habits that will help you on your path to ageless living. The ability to make our lives better lives in each and every one of us. Transcend beyond what you believe you can do and find out what you really can do. Can you keep up? Keeping Up with Barbara starts now.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to a fabulous, fabulous new and renewed show. This show is Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger. So when you think about this and you think about keeping up in your life, I want you to hold this in your consciousness for a minute. Do you even know what you're keeping up with? Do you think you're keeping up with the Joneses? Do you think you're keeping up with the latest fashion? Do you think you're maybe keeping up with some illusion of your life? That's not what this show is about. Keeping up with Barbara, see it, feel it, taste it, and live it, is keeping up with your wildest dreams, keeping up with an expansive view of the world, keeping up with whatever the business is, whatever you want to create, whatever the relationship you want. How do you keep up to make sure that you are holding at the highest and highest and highest is the best of possibilities? Today, we're talking about something Barbara has created, not just for those of you that are thinking, oh, I'm like 50. No, this is the ageless zone. Step into it with us. It doesn't matter where you are or what you do. It is constantly on our mind. Have you ever heard a 17-year-old say, boy, I wish I was 18 so I can drive? Have you ever heard people talk about or always be conscious about that number? Well, Barbara Scheidegger is redefining age. So now we want you to imagine as you move into the ageless zone that age does not have a number. Age is a three-letter word. It has no meaning except perhaps to talk about where you are in the phases of your life. Welcome to Don't Let Your Age Rule You. Rule your age. Barbara, by the way, is one of the most sought after clinical hypnotherapists. She has been a highly successful entrepreneur, CEO, startup company executive. She's gone through the world, speaks several languages, but the one thing that's in her heart and has always been in her heart since the day I met her was to help people understand their unlimited potential. I'm so thrilled for all of you to meet her because now get ready to step in to the ageless zone and you're going to hear what it means. But more importantly, how did Barbara get to be Barbara? How did she get to be this incredible mom, successful woman, way ahead of her time, living the life she wants? And wait a minute, you should see her ski. Barbara, I'm so excited to be here with you. This is an exciting show. It is so great to introduce you and the world to the new narrative you're writing on Ageless. It's awesome. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much. Actually, I'm honored to be here and I'm really happy to be here so I can maybe open up the mind to other people. Even if it's just a few in the beginning, I don't expect you to follow into it right away, but I plant the seed, I guess.
Yeah.
And then let it grow together.
Let's start with that, because you and I didn't get here just to pop in. Somehow a seed got planted inside of you. Somehow something happened inside of you. And yeah, it had to happen early on in life in order for you to accomplish what you've done, but also now to be sought after speaker, created a brand new model and narrative for the ageless zone. But what was that seed? Can you remember back to when that seed got planted?
Oh, absolutely. I was, I grew up in a family of eight kids, five sisters, and four of them tall, skinny, beautiful. And I always thought I was the ugly duckling because I was overweight. It's just like I couldn't do what they did. As a teenager, how dare I go in a bathing suit. Even I was embarrassed because I had those beautiful sisters next to me. And here I was in my bathing suit, heavy, and I just didn't feel good about myself. And I ate. I have to admit, I ate a lot. I mean, you don't just gain weight unless there's a medical history. You just don't gain weight because you look at food. You have to eat it. And I did. I have to admit, I did. I was an emotional eater. But something happened to me when I was 20. I did my studies, and there was something going on, and I was really, really upset. So I took my money, ran to the bakery, bought a big, big chocolate, you know, wrapped in a gold paper. I went in, bought it, got out. There were stairs going down. I stepped down the stairs, and next to me was a show window, and I saw my reflection. And I just thought about to take a bite of this chocolate. But then I looked, and my reflection basically talked to me. It said, "Hey, you're doing this to yourself. What will happen if you go on for the rest of your life like this? You're going to be unhappy."
Yeah.
It's you. And then I just took that chocolate, put it away. I threw it away, actually. And I realized that I don't want to go on like this. And at the same time, at 20, my mom turned 50, and my aunts and everybody got older at that time. And they really reacted to it. They gained weight. They got high blood pressure. They didn't want to move anymore. They compared medicine together, and they talked to each other how miserable they are. And I looked at that and said, is this what I'm looking forward to? No way. No way I'm going to be like this. I started to make the change right there. I started to lose weight. I started to take care of my body. Not only the body, it starts with the mind. I had to put my mind to another dimension, I would say. I know, yeah. It had to switch. And at that time, we didn't talk about mind and body and spirits. It was just like, hey, lose weight, don't eat, you know, basically. But I realized I need to eat. I need to get my vitamins, and I need to exercise. And I have to look in the mirror and tell myself I can do it. Because I have an image now in my mind how I'm going to be when I get older. And I promised myself at any age of my life, any age, I'll be good looking, healthy, and thin.
Yeah.
And I kept it up. And today my body is so used to be me that it's not even an effort anymore. It's just a pleasure today. Yeah. That I went out through sicknesses. I went through heart aches. I had my up and downs. It's not that I'm just a happy person, just jumping around, I'm happy and happy. No, I had to condition to my being saying, no, I'm not accepting that. And I accept this way. I have to change my path. And I realized that in the course of getting, yes, older, but you get every day older, every minute, every second, that I had to make adjustments. And I did. I really did. And when I turned 40 and I realized that, sounds really funny, but the gravity took on my body, I didn't gain weight, but my muscles just weren't that strong anymore. I had to build my muscles again. I had to go in and change that. So what I said when I said, oh my God, look, I need to go to the gym and rebuild my muscles. And people said, oh, you're 40. You know, it's normal. You have to accept this. And not me. It's not going to happen. The same thing at 50. I got sick. The doctor told me of 59 women at your age tend to have that problem. So I was too old to be healthy, you know?
I do.
And it's sad. And I had to work on that. No, it's not women of my age. I have something that a 20-year-old can have, even a baby can have. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with age, but age is such a big factor in our life, in our society, and always gets put up in front of you that we're getting scared and we're looking at it as a disease, getting older, instead as a blessing.
Yeah. It's so interesting we're talking about this because, you know, I was telling you that I got two new knees. And so whenever you tell somebody like that, that you got two new knees, the first thing they think about is your age. And they don't ask you. And so it was fascinating. I was having a conversation with somebody about this about a week ago and telling them how great my... They immediately go to the fact that you had to get these because you're aging. And I stopped them as we were talking. I said, no, that's not why I did that. I said, I have been highly active all my life. I was a softball player at 19, fast pitch player, fast pitch. That's when I blew out my knee the first time. I said, this is not representative of age. I have played and exercised and used these knees beyond their ability.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I asked them, I said, what made you think of age? You know, what made you think that that was my motivation? And they just kind of looked at me and one of them said, well, isn't that everybody? So this is really what we're talking about. We have to change the narrative on this because this puts us in an age prison.
Yeah. So let me ask you, you said, well, maybe they think that the age is your motivation. What was your motivation to get new knees?
I wanted to play at the championship level. I play a sport.
Exactly.
And I play the sport very, very well. And I had to wait, Barbara, you know, even though my knees were bone on bone from many, many years. I mean, talk about an athlete. I was a trained athlete.
Yeah.
But my motivation didn't come at an age that allowed me to get them. It came before that. But it was because I wanted to be able to be the best at the sport that I could possibly be. I love playing, but I don't know anybody that loves playing in pain. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, that's my biggest issue, actually, when they just blame it on your age.
Right.
It is usage. So an athlete, a professional athlete, starts maybe at 16, 17, maybe at 20.
Yep.
20 years, they use their body over their capability. I mean, they ignore pain.
Yep.
They go in, they break something, they come back immediately, fix it, and they play again instead of taking time to relax and make it happen. So at 40, I would say that's my way of seeing it. They have to replace their knees. They have to replace, I don't know what you can replace, or they have to stop playing and find something else.
Yeah.
Well, as you get, if you get longer you're on this earth living, more usage you get out of it. If you have just, average life.
Yeah.
Then it will maybe hit you. Well, and yes, I will. It will maybe hit you at 60, 70. It has nothing to do with age. It will happen like a car. If you don't service your car, it will die. If you service your car, you can drive it for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be that fast anymore or turns on immediately, but it will bring you to places. And the same thing with the body. I find it quite interesting. We are paying attention to our phones. We are paying to the TV, to the car. We fix it immediately. But if something hurts for us, oh yeah, it's just because I'm 50. No, because you didn't take care of it. So how can we change that? How can we change the mindset of just saying, it's just because I have not taken care of myself. It's because the nutrition I have affected me now, what I eat, because it was unhealthy. I did have to change my nutrition every decade. Now today, I don't know, it's because usage or what I ate here and it really didn't pay attention, or I thought it would be good for me, but it's not. So I had to make a little research, talk to doctors, holistic doctors, that I pointed things out. And then he said, well, have you tested for gluten intolerance? I said, no. He said, go and test it. I am gluten intolerant.
Yeah.
I suffered when I ate pasta. I suffered when I ate bread. It's just like, but I ate bread for the last 50 years.
Exactly.
Oh, now the body doesn't want it anymore. And I adjusted it. And I'm telling you, by doing that, I have much more energy. My skin actually became more healthy, is more glowing. My hair grows better.
Yes.
So it's an adjustment, an excuse of because I'm 50, I'm losing my hair. Well, do something about it.
I love that. That look, we're going to take a short break and now we're going to talk about when we come back what we can do. This is for those of you listening, this is Keeping Up with Barbara. This is a fabulous show Barbara's launching. She is going to be talking about everything that impacts your life, but most importantly, one of the new things I've heard Barbara say, and I'm going to say it before we go to break. And when we come back, she's going to talk with us how she used this to start a phenomenal business and how being a young Barbara presented itself with its own situation. So take this thought with you from Barbara Scheidegger. Don't let your mind rule you, rule your mind. Let's take a short break. Enjoy this short video. Barbara has got so many things she's planning for you. We're excited to be doing with us. BarbaraScheidegger.com, theagelesszone.com. We'll be right back.
Somehow I live in the ageless zone. It doesn't matter to me how old I am. It's not important.
Yalala,
what's old? Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, and I'm celebrating my 65th birthday on March 16th. The number is not important. I'm actually living in the ageless zone.
Welcome back, everybody. Keeping Up with Barbara. I have the honor of doing this show with her, Barbara Scheidegger, everyone. You can find out more about Barbara by going to Keeping Up with Barbara, Barbara Scheidegger, The Ageless Zone, so much more. Today, what we're talking about is an invitation. You know, when we are saying step into the ageless zone, what we're saying is take the number off the word age. Age is simply a three-letter word. The minute we put a number on it, we're already putting ourselves, imprisoning ourselves into a societal notion of who we are and where we are. Now, every country, every culture has its own view of that. There are some cultures that never really think about that. They do things in a way where they plan to take one day at a time and they live very, very long and they live quite happily. So what has been the secret for Barbara? I mentioned earlier, this is someone that came out of the gate, startup company, which we'll talk about, a young age, unleashed her potential, didn't know very much about this business, and became the go-to person. How did she do it? How did that spark as a young woman? How did that spark her, that shift in mindset, create the world of possibilities to get to be the Barbara she is today? Barbara, I love talking about this part of your journey. See, it's the part that a lot of people don't know about you. They know what the expert is. They know you're a top clinical hypnotherapist. You work with so many people. But this is the part that I love talking about. You're a highly successful businesswoman, highly successful. What you've accomplished in business, most people dream about but never get to. And what it seems to be is once you had that shift in mindset about this, you really move forward and there was nothing really to quite get in your way. How did that business journey begin with you?
Again, I have to say, the same way that I lost my weight and said, this is not going to happen to me at 50. When I grew up, I remember we were eight kids. We didn't have much, but there was a a place in our village region. They had the rich kids were living there. So yes, we were simple. We shared the bedroom with four kids, you know, it's just what it was. And I'm not complaining about it, but these people had more. These kids had more, better clothes, better things. But it happened that I was invited to a birthday party of one of my classmates. I was about 7 or 8 years old. My mom brushed my hair, did my braids, and gave me the gift that I can present to the girl, and looked at me and said, go there and look at the house. That's something that we never will have. I'm 8 years, I'm walking there and got into the house, beautiful home. I mean, definitely different than what I had at home. And they looked at it and said, I can have that. I will have that one day. I will have my own house. I will have my own bathroom. I will have this. Why couldn't I have that? And that planted a seed in me already. I started as a kid already to go to the farmer when I wanted to buy something. I helped them out. I got 5 francs, or I was saving it. I bought the shoes at 14 and 15 I wanted. I worked towards it. And when we started the business with, you know, I had already 2 kids, didn't speak English. We came to the US. There was not much around. And I looked around. I saw the people, you know, I said, I will have a house like this. I will have one day a new car. I will go places. And that gave me the strength, the vision of myself. That when I get older with my children, my family develop, I insisted. There were times that sometimes I wanted to give up. It was tiring. I worked 24/7 for 10 years. I didn't have vacation. I have 2 children, a husband, and then I had a mother-in-law in my house. Well, she was beautiful and nice. No complaint about that. But there were people I had to take care of it too. The strength that was in me just to learn, you know, how to change watch batteries, learn about watches, learn about the business was completely new to me. Despite that, I had to speak English too. You know, I didn't speak English at all. I never went to school to learn English. I just had that vision. I knew what I wanted. And I wanted for my kids also a good education. I didn't want to have an excuse that, oh, no, working is too hard, or I need to stop here. I pushed myself over my comfort zone without actually realizing what I did. When I look back today, yes, I look back and say, oh, I don't understand how I did that. But I had a vision. I knew what I wanted. And I worked towards it. And look, learning at any age, learn. I learn languages. I mean, I speak today 5 languages. I became a watch expert. I became I would say, very respectful businesswoman. I became well known. And I enjoyed that. Not to show how much power I have, to my satisfaction, what I'm able to do. As a woman, you know, it's not only that I worked, I had a household, I had kids with homework. The downside on that was I couldn't help that much first because my English wasn't good. I didn't understand what they were saying. You know, so it was exactly what happened to me when I was 20, that I refused to give up. I refused to be or to look or to feel like that person that I looked at as at 50, you're giving up. And I'm in the same situation today. Well, I know it's again, I'm throwing out the number.
Yeah.
I have many moons behind me. and I will have hopefully many moons in front of me, and I will still learn. And the power in me is, I can do it. Why would I give up? Why would we give up?
Yeah. So this is the thing that I love about what you're bringing to the new conversation now. This is a new narrative. And it is a new narrative that helps us remove something that we can remove. And yet every day we are bombarded in society with some reminder of what's not working. But you see, this is what I love about what you're bringing to the forefront this year. This is a new year, and it's a year that we are able to step back now and really take a look at not where we were, but who we want to become. And what you're talking about is you're taking your life experience, your skills, your education, your business acumen, all of that, and you're saying, look, I'm here to help you. It doesn't matter what obstacle you have. We'll take a look and we'll get in, you know, your unconscious. We'll find out what that is. Whatever is blocking can be removed. I mean, isn't that part of your yes, I can, or yes-minded approach? Mm-hmm. Is it's just a block. It's not a game changer.
No, absolutely. It's a blockage that we accept.
Oh, yeah.
As an excuse, or sometimes it's just because I'm lazy, or I feel so sorry for myself.
Yeah.
And because that's why I cannot do it and remove it. And it can be removed. And probably you need help for that. I mean, I somehow my mindset at that young age, because I overview everything. I looked at the whole picture and not just in front of me. I think it was in me already, but this can be taught and it can be changed. And that's, again, no matter where you are in your life or what age you are, we can make the change if you're willing to. There is sometimes the secondary gain, you know, if I feel sick and sorry about myself, my kids will come and see me. Well, they just come and see you because you're sick and you feel sorry for yourself. Let's have the kids come and see you because you're fun. You're fun to hang out with. You're fun to talk to. You're not judging and you're just observing. And that's a big deal. We judge people. And I say always, I observe. I don't judge.
Yeah.
And I make my decision.
You know, this ties into something. I want to bring it up. We talked about sports a little bit, but you are an avid skier. You are a skier and been skiing all your life, basically, right?
Yeah.
But you tried something new. I want to talk about this new thing you tried, okay? Because I'm a little jealous here, okay? Snowboarding.
Yes.
And that had to take you a bit out of your comfort zone. Now, I don't care what anybody thinks. Yes, you're on snow, but they're not the same. Skiing and snowboarding are not the same. What was that like for you? What got you to try that?
It's my daughter is snowboarding. My son is snowboarding. My son-in-law is snowboarding. My grandchildren, they ski. But now my older grandchild, my granddaughter, she started to snowboard. And I said, now I'm out of luck. I want to go and snowboard with her because she skied with me. I need to try that. I need to go and take a lesson. So I've heard, oh, you're nuts. You know, you can break something. I said, I can break something going down the stairs.
That's right.
A young person skiing can break a leg. It doesn't matter. I mean, knock on wood. I got lucky until now. But I had to change my mindset being on a snowboard with 2 feet.
Yeah.
I had to forget skiing. I had to dismiss, oh, I can do this on skis. I said, no, this is new, and I will listen to instructions. And that's the most important thing. You have to listen to instructions. And then you apply it to you, your own body, and not just, you know, they give you the basics, but you need to adjust with your body what's better for you. Maybe you have to be a little bit more on your left leg, a little bit longer than they say, because I'm of my weight, of my body structure. But there are basics, and then we need to adjust.
Yeah.
It's not one size fits all. So it was a great mindset that I had to say, now I need to be on both feet and just guiding myself down on 2 feet.
Yeah.
I looked at it as it not a stress. It was fun.
Yeah.
I said, this is going to be fun. I fell on my nose. Yes, I did. But hey, everybody does.
Oh,
I'm not,
believe me.
Not because of a certain age.
No, not at all.
And then I had to laugh about it. And then she told me what I did wrong. I said, okay, I need to adjust where I have to pay attention to. So it was a mind-body connection. And I had to be in sync with both. So I had to be flexible, mobile, and stable on my feet. So that's what I needed.
And that's really what we're going to talk about when we come back, because there are three pillars, three tenets of what you talk about all the time. And those are the three things you just mentioned. When we come back, we're going to take a deeper look at each of them. And how does flexibility, mobility, and stability, how do they play out in each aspect of your life? Think about this, everybody. Let's say you're talking about finances. Let's say you're talking about your relationship. How about fun or recreation, which we're talking about? How about business? How about career? You know, when we think about this amazing wheel of life, there are many, many different spokes in it. Do you know where you stand? Are you flexible enough in each of these? How are you flexible in your financial thinking? How about your health? You know, do you feel that you have any potentiality, motivation to do better? What's your mindset? When we come back, Barbara's going to talk about her amazing new coaching program, what she's creating. And later on this year, you're going to hear about a phenomenal course from her. But when you think about this and you step in to this zone, what is it are you stepping into with Barbara? I will tell you this when we come back. We're going to walk through this and we're going to talk about how every single one of us can take a look at the coaching program she has and address anything in your life, not just at the conscious level, but underneath the tip of the iceberg, because that's what Barbara Scheidegger does. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Be in the ageless zone. I had to work on myself. I do yoga, which I actually would say this is the best thing I did for my body, the stretching every day. Mind and body have to be in sync.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Keeping Up. Yes, this is a show, Keeping Up. It's the host of the show is Barbara Scheidegger. And this is, for us, a 2024 launch. It's because I think, Barbara, when you looked at the past couple of years, you've seen people in pain. You've seen people on the verge of giving up. You've seen them hang on to a story of I'll never be able to ... again. And you jumped into action and you said, look, I've got to create a new narrative. I've got to create a coaching program now that's going to help people, no matter what area of their life they're in, how they can learn how to move out of whatever they're stuck in, not just at the conscious level, but to get at the root cause, right? And you've come up with three bases, three tenets to your approach. And you mentioned them before the break, right? Flexibility, mobility, and stability, right? Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Those are pivotal. This is your brand, and it goes along with don't let your mind rule you, rule your mind. So let's talk for a minute on how these three things can overlap everything in our life. Because the bottom line with the snowboarding is this. You would have missed out. You would have missed out all the fun. You wouldn't have been able to spend that time with your kids and your grandkids. So you made a decision. You gave yourself an I can mission, made a decision, And it wasn't just about snowboarding. It was about spending time with your family too. But you did have to look at flexibility, mobility, and stability in your mind, your intellect, your emotions, your physical being, and the spiritual nature, because spiritual nature is trust and faith. So tell us how you see this now in the world and your new coaching program and the potentiality to help people.
I just see that it's definitely, like you said, we need to go to the core of the problem. Are you flexible enough to do that? Are you going in and see what's going on? Instead of just saying, oh no, this is just who I am. Is this really who you are? Or are you covering up something? Are you flexible enough to go into your unconscious mind, bring it up to the conscious level? And then once I'm saying, are you mobile enough to move it out? Are you willing to just say, I'm letting it go? Letting go is being mobile, that you just move it out. But that means that I need to know what you want. What do you want to put into that place that we just moved out? It's empty nest. And once I know what you want, we put it in. Are you stable? Do you have the stability now to stand there and say, this is me. I'm standing on two legs and this is me. So we need the flexibility, the mobility and stability. It's in one package. And once we have fulfilled that and we stand on two legs, are you willing now to work on your new habits? Are you flexible enough to move on with your habits? Are you in a, do you have the mobility now to show the world who you are? Do you have the stability to stand up to yourself and have the self-confidence now and confirm the whole world?
Yeah.
This is it. You like it? Fine. If you don't, well, not everybody can like me. But you gain respect. Once you stop being that yes man or yes woman or yes person, and you stand up and you learn how to say no, that's when you have self-respect. Yeah. And I say it's your relationship to yourself. If your relationship to yourself cost your confidence, cost your happiness and your freedom to be flexible, to be mobile, and to be stable. So again, we're going back to flexibility, mobility, stability. If all this costs you that, you're not on the right path. Mm. And you have to change it. It's the same thing with relationships in general. If your relationship you're in today, if it's business, if it's with your partner, if it's with your children, with your friends, or even with food, if your relationship doesn't have that, doesn't give you, it takes away your confidence again, your self-esteem, your freedom and peace and happiness, change it.
Yeah.
You need to change that. Yeah. That's the way to gain self-respect. Mm. And once you have your self-respect and your self-esteem back for who you are, actually, when you were a little kid, you know, we kids, they're so self-confident. They tell you, I don't like your hair. Oh my God, what you're wearing is really not good. You should wear blue, not green. They're so honest. We need to become that again. We don't have to be, we can filter it. We don't have to be exactly like a kid, but we have to have that back.
Yeah. It's so important, isn't it? Because it's so easy. Let me ask you this. because you pointed out something really important and I don't want it to be missed today. One of the things I love about what you've created in your coaching program is you've taken three things: flexibility. I love that you have made this simple, but this is not easy. I just want to be very clear to everybody.
It's not an overnight fix.
Right. I just want to be clear. It sounds easy, but I love what you've done. You've taken the idea of flexibility, stability, mobility, and stability. You've taken three ideas and you've put them together. And what you've said is, in order for you to change even one thing, it'd be a simple thing. In order for you to change even one thing, you're going to walk people through and do a check and balance. How are you doing about this? Let's just talk about money for a minute. You know, it's on everybody's mind. I don't know. It just seems to be. But let's just talk about it. If somebody shows up and they say, Barbara, I'm a paycheck to pay. You know, you have a model now in your coaching program that really does an assessment. Where are you with your flexibility? How about your flexibility mindset? Right. Mm-hmm. You know, in my case, my family, I didn't realize there was a thing. You know, my dad lost everything when I was 5 years old. He went from a highly successful trucking company owner, right? I mean, the Teamsters came to our house, right? He went from that to nothing. And so that takes its toll on the family. And it took me a while to figure that out. My mindset was not flexible. I was locked in to my dad failed, we're going to fail, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't have that flexibility. So when you're working with folks, whether it's on money, relationship, you know, we're coming up now to spring, their vision, their career.
Spring cleaning.
I was just going to say.
You need to clean.
Oh my gosh. You know, don't even talk about it. I love cleaning, by the way. I come from a grandma, from a European grandma. And she brought new meaning to how to use a toothbrush on a floor. And so, but I love that because why? It's instant gratification. I want to ask you this. You've worked with a lot of people. We're moving into a day and age and a time. Things are speeding up. When we come back from break, I would love to hear from you what you believe, especially for women. What do you believe in the year to come, in the future to come now? Where do you see their greatest challenge? What are people coming to you with? And talk about how the inception of this three-point model now is a perfect fit to help them. This is Keeping Up with Barbara. We're going to take a really short break, everyone. When we come back, think about something. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, you could be telling yourself, oh, I don't know how to make cookies. Okay, it doesn't matter. When we come back, Barbara's going to walk you through why her coaching program and what she's now done to really take this new message out in the world and to say, look, if we can master these 3 points, on the emotional, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual plane, you can change anything. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Perfect. The most important thing is, because I've heard too many times, oh yeah, at your age, you shouldn't do this. I'm in the ageless zone. I don't care. Every day is new. Every minute brings you something new. Open your eyes and you can see it. I know you can do it. I just know you can do it.
Hey everyone. Yeah. You want to find out more about Barbara? You want to sign up for a discovery call? You can go to Keeping Up with Barbara, or you could go to theagelesszone.com, or you could go to barbarascheidegger.com, all of the above. Sign up, schedule your 15-minute consult with her, and determine whether or not this is something you want to commit to. And it doesn't matter what the it is. It could be something large, something small. It doesn't really matter, because what Barbara does is she looks at where you are, where you want to go. And it's very simple. She's going to help you get there. Barbara, thank you so much. First of all, you have been very busy creating this new narrative, this new platform, this coaching program, which is executive coaching, individual coaching, group coaching, seminars, all of that. And yet I have a sense of why you've done it. But I know you must have seen something in the past several years that have caused you to say, I have got to do more. I know. Yes. I have, but I want to know What have you seen? What is the call to action? Are we in a crisis where if we don't help people rise up, they could really be stuck?
Yes. You know, crisis, I think it's just we open up our eyes more. It's more out there. It was always there, the doubts, the unhappiness, the being stuck, thinking I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm not able to, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. This was always there, but now, thank God, in this society, we're pointing it out. We're starting already with teenagers, with little kids. We're starting to point it out. And the help is on the way. What opened up my eyes is when I had trouble myself and I got stuck in my, oh my God, I'm so it's so miserable. And, you know, the self-pity that I needed help. And of course, I got this prescribed medicine, which I took one and very bad reaction and I couldn't do it. So I didn't know anymore what to do. And a friend of mine said to me, why don't you do hypnotherapy? And I said, why not? I mean, I don't care anymore. If I bark like a dog when I get out of there, I don't care. But the first session was so powerful because it went into the unconscious mind and brought actually everything up, what my excuses, my reason not to do it, my reason, why do I do this? And it was all fear. So everything is fear-based because we know how to be miserable. So we rather be miserable than making a change and going through the change and be happy. In the long run, it will pay off, but the work has to be done. I did work with a hypnotherapist and I was blown away, honestly, how it helped me without drugs, no alcohol, you know, no being miserable, depression, nothing. That I said, I need to help people. And I went, learned hypnotherapy. I went, did even NLP with Dr. Bandler. Twice I became a master. And then I understood what is holding people back. And I figured it out. And the way I figured it out is no pointing out, oh yeah, you do this, or yeah, I do that, by asking the right question.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today? What do you want to do about it? How do you see it? How would it feel if you're already there? How can we get there? You want to do this? Let's do it. That's my approach.
And you know, the reason I ask you that question is because each of us has a personal tipping point in life.
Oh, yeah.
Where we've taken a pathway to the right or the left. But most of the people that I've talked to, at least in a 20-year basis doing the show, they have come from a point of self-discovery, just like you. You wanted to know something about yourself, so that you could become the person you wanted to become and be that person in the world to help other people. And I want to say this, Barbara, because signing up and committing to be a service person, right? Service people, we know them as doctors, we know them as nurses. No, they're also the coaches. They're the facilitators. They're the certified clinical hypnotherapists, all in service of helping an individual discover oneself. In the past couple of years, a person said to me about a week ago, Pat, do you realize how many people are lost? And I just looked at them and I had to think about what I was going to say. First, I asked, is that really true? That was my first question to myself. I didn't ask that. I asked myself that question.
Yeah.
You know, is that really what's happening? Or has the old way of life stopped serving them and they're in search of a new way of being? See, that's not being lost.
Absolutely.
That's like if you play baseball, that's like being waiting on second base for the batter to hit the ball so you know what to do. That base runner is not lost. They're just waiting. Isn't your role now to help people wait no longer?
Absolutely.
And figure out how to move forward? And it doesn't matter who they are. You're an executive coach. You work with executives. You work with top business owners, celebrities, entrepreneurs. You work with people all over the world from different walks of life. You know, some people may have a title. Some people may not, because you're not judging them. You just want to work with them.
Absolutely.
But don't you think that we are now in a place where people are tired of waiting? They just need help. I've never been able to do anything by myself, Barbara. I mean, believe me. And so what
have you found? Waiting, what are you waiting for? There's nothing wrong by asking for help. We need each other. We need each other. We can help each other. And understand when you step up to the plate and finally talk about your story, which you're entitled to. You have to. You realize how many people are in the same situation, just with a different story. But at the end of the day, we're all riding the wave on the ocean together. Just one wave is higher, the one is lower. So let's see how we can paddle out there together. And just not being there and wiggling around, going back and forth, should I? Yes, go ahead and do it. The reward is amazing. It is not an overnight fix. It's not because I talked to you 1 hour, well, you'll be fixed by tomorrow. You have a better view or you have what you want. We have to work towards it. But in order to get that, we need to start. And starting to see the obstacle and let go the obstacles and the excuses, the fear. All this is at the end a game of fear, letting go of the fear and see how we can move forward. And we can. Absolutely, we can. There's always a way we can dig you out of the snow.
Yeah, I love that. I love that analogy. I got a text message from my friend. Where are they? Lake Tahoe. I don't know what they got, like 10 feet, 10 feet of snow. Barbara, I want to thank you for today. There's much more to come. For those of you listening, Barbara will be doing shows twice a month. Each show will have a different topic. The other thing we're going to be doing is inviting all of you to participate in the show. If you want to get real live in the moment coaching from Barbara Scheidegger, we're going to plan that for you as we move forward. Because as she said before, she's not a person of words, she's a person of action. And there are three things, again, we'll remind you of, and that is built into what she does and how she shows up in the world. This is a new venue to address where we are today and how all of you to get to where you want to be. Barbara, last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave everybody with today?
Why waiting for tomorrow? Do it now.
I love that. Barbara, thank you so much for today. We've got lots planned, not only talking about keeping up, but the ageless zone, defining it. You know, what if age didn't have a number? Can you even conceptualize a word like that without a number? What if we remove the word completely? What if there was nothing blocking you and you could do things? As I've said before, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Barbara is the person to get you there. BarbaraScheidegger.com, KeepingUpWithBarbara.com, TheAgelessZone.com. Barbara, thank you so very, very much. Until next time, I'm going to remember this, right? Flexibility, mobility, and stability.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger. Keeping your body, mind, and life in tip-top shape is not only helping you live a longer life, but a better one. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can still create beneficial habits that will help you on your path to ageless living. Choose to keep up with Barbara and live your life to the fullest. Visit BarbaraScheidegger.com to learn more and listen to her on TransformationTalkRadio.com.